Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Seven at the hour. It is Wednesday, the 13th. Ooh, the 13th of April. The Triskaidekaphobics among us will be testing the waters to see what it is that they can find about the day that's eerie. Ooh, I don't think there's anything eerie about the day. It's a regular day, right? Just down on the farm. Here we go with the ladies of the day. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner with Doug. And the issues of the day include, but are not limited to, what's going on over in Ukraine. I saw a picture of a child's back that had this has been seen a lot of times, I guess, by all the journalists who are over there, messages of support for people because of things like this. What do you think, the Russians? There's an interesting...
well, what was on the
special.
Child's back?
You didn't see this? I thought everybody had seen
it. I didn't see it either, no.
I've been seeing parents putting information, like loved ones' information, in case
like
they get separated
numbers?
Or the parents get killed. Yeah. So if somebody does find the child, they can give them to relatives who live elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, I am. That's what I'm talking about.
And I don't know if you guys heard, and I haven't seen much about it. It was interesting. They mentioned it on the morning show on Fox. I think it was yesterday this week. And I tried to find, the corroborating stories about it. But I guess, what's difficult is that there's so much propaganda floating around, like we talked about. There's Russian propaganda and there's Ukrainian propaganda. And just because, we are hopeful that the Ukrainians will win doesn't mean that they're not trying to win the messaging war. And so a lot of times these stories that come out are very dramatic. But one of the things that they said was floating around is a story about 100,000 kids being kidnapped by Russia to be put into an adoption market, essentially. I don't know how that could possibly be true without
black markets, child trafficking.
I know about the black market. But I don't know that how that large a number could be true, and so I'm holding off thinking that it's 100% true. I mean, there might be a little bit of truth to it, which is still devastating for families losing their kid. But there are, what's really weird is how we get some reports from Ukraine based on cell phone videos, and then some of that just disappears. And, really early on in Kyiv, and I understand Kyiv is more Western and a bigger city, but, right now we haven't been getting a lot of images of Russia in the eastern part of Ukraine. So I don't know why that is, if it's lack of access, if they don't have cell phone networks, why we're not getting that cell phone video like we did from Kyiv. But, I don't 100% jump in saying, oh, my gosh, it's 100,000 kids. But seriously, if that is true, those numbers are absolutely stunning. I'm not sure where those individual journalists have gone, how we rely on people's cell phone videos to kind of tell us the story when reporters won't go into certain areas because it's so dangerous. That seems to be missing right now, and I don't really understand why that would be.
Well, I mean, let me go back to what I started with. The last night on PBS, there was an overview, if you will, of the Nazis attacking the Russians on three fronts. The Nazis sent in 3 million soldiers to Leningrad, to Kiev, and to Moscow. And the first place they attacked was Kiev. This is 1939, 1940, just before the official beginning of World War II. And what they did in Kiev, this is something I've alluded to because I've stood on the banks of this river, where they just lined up thousands and thousands and thousands of Jewish women and children, and they just slaughtered them, and they buried the pictures of what was going on, what had taken place. The Germans I still think, have a lot to answer for. But, you know, it's how many years later, and here we have the Germans sort of in league with what, you know, kind of in concert with the rest of the world, the rest of the progressive or the rest of the open world. The Russians, however, when it came to Moscow in the Russian winter, were able to push the Nazis back, and push them back they did. And it was kind of the beginning of the end, although it took 5 years for to prosecute the rest of the war. The Nazis, Hitler, really the soldiers, the generals, and the people running his military, that's when they turned on him. And in that compound in the woods, there are a number of movies that have been written, books about it. When one of the military brought in a briefcase with a bomb trying to kill Hitler, and it didn't work. But that's what brought it about, because they couldn't believe that he wanted to slaughter all these Jews, and then how the Russians pushed back the way they did. But the focus was Kiev, and the fact that the people who live there are still today remembering what happened. They don't, you know, whether it was the Germans or the Russians, they still get it. And that's where a lot of the resistance comes from. Even though it was two generations ago, that still is in their blood. And they still, you know, that's something that Putin seems not to realize or not to be, they don't seem to be putting that into the equation. So now he says that this invasion will continue until its full completion and the fulfillment of the tasks that have been set. He said the main goal of the war is to help people in the eastern part of Ukraine. Good God, who believes that?
I know.
That?
Doesn't it just make you sick when you just read the words
how
that he's saying?
How this is going on in this world at this moment, how this guy still is standing and he hasn't been obliterated by whether it's... We must have some people, operatives inside of Russia, that could work with the people who want to get rid of him to get rid of him.
I don't know how many people we... I don't know if we have a solid idea of who wants to get rid of him within Russia. I mean, I'm still, like, it goes through my brain, something Jen told me last week, that Jen gets crazy comments that... Right, Jen, that from your local show in Los Angeles,
right,
she's getting crazy comments about people... Well, yeah, and they think that, you know, it blows my mind that Americans are siding with Putin on this.
I think it's a really small percentage. But
I hope it is. I hope.
Well, I really do think that it is, but I think the problem is not what people in this country think. The problem is what the Russians think. And Axios had a story yesterday that says the more, like, outlandish pictures they think that come out of Bucha, like where, you know, all of these atrocities were committed, the more that the Russian people think that's fake and that they're trying to pin this on Russia, and the more young people are believing Vladimir Putin. So the story from Axios is that his support in this conflict has never been higher amongst his own people. So when you ask about how people are going to take over or something, I mean, look, it doesn't matter that there's like 0.02% of people here who think that this is a conspiracy theory and that Vladimir Putin's a good guy. What matters is what the Russians think, because they're the ones that are going to make the change.
Right.
And for a while, we used to think they were under duress, but at least if you believe Axios reporting, the longer this goes on, the more pictures that come out, the more the Russian people think that Vladimir Putin is telling the truth. And that's what's extremely disturbing about all of this.
It is. Yep.
These photos are really jarring. There's the story of a Ukrainian woman who was trapped. Oh, say hi to the cat in the... Jennifer's studio.
I give up. I'm really just going to retire. Like, I lose. Every day
I think she needs a cage.
Yeah.
I lock her out. She scratches at the door and makes noises. I let her in, and she knocks over the router. So, hi, guys. Go ahead.
Oh, jeez.
Apologize. This is what happens when you work from home and have not a toddler, but a kitten.
So, this woman, back to the woman who was 39 weeks pregnant, getting pretty desperate. She hadn't any water, she didn't have any electricity, she didn't have any food, she didn't have a doctor. She was planning on walking miles and miles and miles through some fields nearby to evade the Russian soldiers, because apparently the Russian soldiers are finding women who are surrogates and killing them, killing them, killing the babies. She's trying to go somewhere. This is a background background story for Project Dynamo. Have you heard about it? This is a nonprofit, ex-military, evacuating refugees from this area. 400 rescue missions so far. They are transporting refugees across the border into Poland and Romania. But because the Russians have targeted, whether on orders or just because they're that sick, looking, because in Ukraine, a lot of the Eastern Bloc countries, the women act as surrogates. You all know that, right? There are a lot of babies that are born to Westerners, women who don't want to carry a baby, so they hire a surrogate. And
there are a lot of Americans and Europeans who are just terrified right now because it's their embryo, you know. It's, and they have no idea. They can't contact the surrogates. I mean, it's really, it's just yet another layer of this 10,000 layer deep complex situation.
Anyway, so this team is conducting these rescue missions. Code name is Aquarius. Evacuating these Ukrainian surrogate mothers, and so they're not publicizing who they are. I use that name because that was the name that was just attached to this lady, but that's not her real name. So they don't want these babies to be born. They want, imagine the violence though of somebody, a woman, an innocent woman, has got a baby. And it appears that they're looking for the surrogate mothers because they want to send a message to the West. For example, there was an American couple who went over there because they wanted to help their Ukrainian surrogate. And they got not only this woman out, but five other pregnant Ukrainian women. Apparently the husband was a soldier. And that's really what started this movement there. The Russians are moving into some of the suburban areas. They're moving into the homes where these people live. Sometimes they kill them. Sometimes they chase them out. Sometimes they lock them in the rooms. But this is, you know, they have no barracks. There's nowhere for the Russian soldiers unless they want to sleep outside or sleep in tents. It's still cold and miserable there because the Russian winters last a long time. And in Ukraine, it takes a bit for spring to come as well. So just another example of the process of this war. 18 after the hour.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Are heart attack rates skyrocketing? Is it because of COVID or is there other COVID vaccines? I've seen a lot of this stuff in the news media blaming COVID vaccines. What's your response to that?
You know, a lot of people over the past 2 years haven't been coming to the doctor and doing their prevention.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, here we are, 23 after the hour on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Jay, Victoria, Jay's here with the trending items from social media, including the death of a comedy legend coming right up.
Now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes. They've meticulously designed stylish footwear with all the fits and features you want. They have fits like wide fit, relaxed fit, stretch fit, arch fit, and more. Plus, they have luxurious features including Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's like walking on a cool side of the pillow all day long. And best of all, they find a way to keep them affordable. You simply can't get more comfort and style for your dollar. So if you want the kind of footwear I create, get yourself a pair of Skechers. It's comfort with style and more.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
All right, let's get to this story about the passing of someone who is pretty much known by everybody, wouldn't you say, Jay?
Yeah, very identifiable voice. He was an on-screen actor, a voiceover actor, and if even without seeing his face, just hearing his voice, you knew exactly who he was. Gilbert Gottfried passed away this week at 67.
Mm-hmm. So sad. He's young.
And what caused the heart trouble?
Well, his rep, Glenn Schwartz, said that he died from a heart abnormality called ventricular tachycardia due to myotonic dystrophy type 2, which myotonic dystrophy is, it can be genetic and inherited, so it could be something that his family in the statement that they released said that it was due to a long illness. So it could have been from that issue that he'd been battling since birth, or that additional issue that came up. The family didn't really release anything other than...
I didn't think he ever looked healthy. You think, I mean, he never really looked like a healthy guy.
I think because he always made that squinty face, it looked like... Mm-hmm. No, I think he's not very big. He was not a very tall person.
No,
he was kind of slight. So, yeah, he kind of always looked the same to me for a long time.
Yeah,
but
he seemed like he didn't age.
Yeah, yeah, but it's very sad, and no one really knew, I guess, except his inner circle, that he had this, whatever it is, like you said, Jay, either the heart abnormality or an illness on top of it. But, yeah, it's very sad.
Well, and right. Gilbert Gottfried had posted a photo to social media this year. It was himself, Bob Saget, and Louis Anderson, and he captioned it, "This photo is very sad now. R.I.P.
Yeah.
Bob Saget and R.I.P. Louis Anderson, both good friends that will be missed." Mm. And he leaves behind his
comedy.
Wife and two kids.
Jeez, yeah.
So that's that story in a nutshell. Simon Cowell says he's done with what? He's getting older. And so are we questioning his...
He said that before, hasn't he? I'm done with something, and then dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
A lot of times he'll go away, and then he comes back with something new.
Well, right now he's done with Botox. He thinks he might have gone too far.
He'll be back.
He looks like something out of a quote-unquote horror film. But he also kind of knows that.
Way
a lot
too
of guys,
far with the Botox.
Yeah, a lot of guys look weird when they put too much
they
filler
do.
In their face. They look just look better, more distinguished if they let themselves age. Women don't have that.
No.
Just put on a little cream here and there, and you'll be fine. Call me in the morning. I think that people get so concerned about themselves in so many different ways that don't really make a difference. 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Electrify Commercial is opening an ultra-fast EV charging station in Sholo, Arizona, in collaboration with Arizona Public Services, APS. This is part of APS Take Charge Arizona investment in EV fast charging. The new station features a total of 4 ultra-fast chargers, including 2 that offer 350 kilowatt, enabling capable EVs to charge in as little as 20 minutes. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
And now an important message from music superstar Willie Nelson.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and for as long as I can remember, I've been fighting for legalization of the one thing that can bring comfort to millions. And of course, I'm talking about Skechers. You see, Skechers shouldn't be illegal. They have so many people ease.
Can we stop the commercial? Willie, I don't think Skechers are illegal anywhere.
Really? But they feel so good, I just assumed that the man made them illegal.
Nope, you can wear them anywhere, Willie.
Well, pass the Skechers.
Skechers comfort feels so good, it should probably be against the law. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and has all the fits and features you need for ultimate comfort. Fits like Arch Fit, Relax Fit, Wide Fit, and more. And features like Max Cushioning and Air-Cooled Memory Foam. It's legalized comfort.
You know what, I'm going to wear my Skechers across state lines.
You do that, Willie. You do that.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In the Ukraine invasion by Russia, the results of an investigation by the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe into alleged human rights violations by Russia are set to be publicly released today. Germany, France, Britain, and the United States invoked the body's Moscow mechanism to investigate the allegations. President Zelensky on Wednesday.
How could a plan that provides for the death of tens of thousands of its own soldiers in a little more than a month of war come about? Who could approve such a plan? And what is the final level of their own losses acceptable for this person? Dozens or still hundreds of thousands of dead Russians?
Confirmed COVID-19 cases have now surpassed 500 million worldwide. That's according to Johns Hopkins University data. The actual number of cases among the world's population of nearly 8 billion people is believed to be much higher. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
After a gunman terrorized subway riders in New York City Tuesday, Mayor Eric Adams held a press conference from his COVID quarantine location.
We have not found any live explosive devices, but the suspect in today's attack detonated smoke bombs to cause havoc. We will not allow New Yorkers to be terrorized, even by a single individual. NYPD is searching for the suspect at large, and we will find him. But we ask the public to come forward with any information that may help us in this investigation. They can simply call 800-577-TIPS. 800-577-TIPS.
Authorities want to question 62-year-old Frank R. James as a U-Haul he rented is believed to be the getaway vehicle. A court in Texas has ordered Pfizer to disclose details relating to its COVID vaccine and new numbers relating to vaccine injuries. The founder of Liberty Counsel, Matt Staver, on One America News Tuesday.
They were getting so many adverse events reported to them from the Pfizer shot that Pfizer had to hire additional employees, and they reported this information to the FDA in February of 2021 that they had to hire at least 2,400 additional staff to be able to keep up with the volume.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Heart disease is the number one killer in America. Cancer, the second. Stroke and other kinds of conditions immediately related to your dietary choices and the environmental conditions that we live in. The combination of a high carbohydrate, low protein causes the greatest increase in insulin production, even more than the carbohydrate by itself.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Four after the hour now on today's DJV program. It's April the 13th. The Duggar is here with Jen Jan and Victoria and Jay Bird, the followers of fashion. People send me notes on them. Boy, I wish I could do what you do. You have all those wonderful women around you all the time. You're so lucky. I wish I could be you. Really? Okay, well, let me see. I'll send you an email and we'll...
I'm glad you got my letter.
Yeah, we can set that right up. The Ukrainian security service capturing a pro-Kremlin politician. This is something that was announced in a Telegram post yesterday. The guy's name is Viktor Medvedchuk. Is that how close is that?
Medvedchuk. I think that's Medvedchuk. It. Yeah.
Yeah. He's a pal with Putin. Apparently, they've been friends for quite a long time. He was on a short list of politicians that Russia would like to see replace Zelensky. So he's now in jail. Is that where he is?
Yeah, he's been captured.
Locked away someplace? Yeah.
They had showed a picture of him sitting in a chair with handcuffs on. He was wearing like a military kind of uniform, so I don't know. But it's you have to wonder, you know, like Jen had said earlier, which is so true. I mean, the Ukrainians have been, especially Zelensky and whoever his team is around him, they've been really great at capitalizing on everything for social media. Mm-hmm. They are they're like their own. I wonder sometimes, it's so good that it makes me wonder if there's like a PR team that's organizing this. Right?
I mean, and this is the point. It doesn't take away from like who are the good guys.
Doesn't mean it's not true. Yeah.
It doesn't. Well, and it doesn't mean some of it's true, but there's a lot that also comes out that's a little ginned up because there's mm-hmm. messaging wars, right? I mean,
right.
just as much
right.
as a physical war in something like this, there's a messaging war. That's why you get Putin spinning up things, and that's why you get Zelensky spinning up things. I mean, they can still be good guys, and they're still going to try to take
any
the truth.
Thing? Remember, those of you who may remember the Walter Cronkites and Edward R. Murrows of the world, certainly that's how Americans who are still alive that remember World War II, that's how they remember, unless you were involved directly, the fighting that was going on, the fact that those guys were out in the field, and you could trust their reporting. Now there's so much fake news everywhere, you wonder what really is there. The Russians are capitalizing on this. We believe what we are seeing and hearing because we think that this is what's real. But then,
well, and it's part of how we consume news here too, right? We figure out who the good guys are, and then that's where we consume our news.
Yeah.
And you know, our good guys don't always line up, and that's what I think really is missing. And I think, I don't know, I think we've talked about it for such a long time. Like, there's just a lack of journalistic, what's the right word?
Integrity?
Curiosity. I think it's curiosity, because you've got now media organizations that are either making their biases known through editorial decisions about what they're going to cover and mm-hmm. what they're not going to cover. And that's very true with what happens like on CNN and Fox. You know, it's really easy to blanket statement and say, well, it's fake news, but they make decisions about what to cover based on what their point of view thinks is important. That's number one. And then number two, you have people that are outwardly, actively just trying to hide information. So you might see this more in print, where the real part of the story, I think Victoria and I talk about this all the time, you have to read down to like paragraph 8 to get the context of what the salacious headline is all about.
Mm-hmm.
And how many people are actually going to do that, because we live in like a Twitter and Facebook society where
it's our job to do it, but no one else I know does that.
Right.
But like, oh, did you see this headline? Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
but did you read the story?
Just, like, everybody thinks they know the whole story based on what the headline said.
Right.
And they're trying to, like, catch you with some salacious headline, and mm-hmm. you don't really get context until 8 paragraphs down. And the point of this, and this is nothing, like, to do with the vaccine, but I had seen a news, somebody sent me this. And it was from the 70s, and I don't know if I mentioned it to you guys, but I don't know what the disease was, but there was some kind of something that was scaring people in the 70s. And maybe, Doug, you would know what it was. But it was something. It wasn't polio. And there was a vaccine. And they were trying to push, the government was trying
70s.
To push this vaccine.
I'm trying to remember what there was in the 70s.
And there was a story about a man who was vaccine injured. Once he got the vaccine, he couldn't walk, he couldn't, like, his normal life just fell away. And the blame was on the vaccine. Mike Wallace, Chris Wallace's dad, who I think would have been part of that ilk of journalists who people
yes.
respected to tell the
yep.
story, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He did this whole feature about the government pushing a vaccine, and that we just, you know, that this person had this bad reaction. One person. It was not even like multiple people. It was like a person. And they did this whole thing. And it wasn't anti-vax. It was just, hey, this is what the government is telling us to do. This is what happened to this guy when he, you know, and that was it. And this isn't commentary on what the government did or, you know, how they rolled out the vaccine this time around with coronavirus. But if the media by and large said, if you asked a question about the vaccine, that you were somehow a conspiracy theorist or something like that, whereas before they might have investigated some of these stories of people who didn't have a great time with it. And we have all heard those stories anecdotally now that came out and said, yeah, some people didn't have a great time with the vaccine. For most people it was safe, but there were these issues where some people had bad reactions, and that wasn't really covered. And the difference in how Mike Wallace covered it in the 70s and how our mainstream media covered it today completely different.
There are obviously axes to grind. There's a story in the 80s from ABC that I remember vividly because it was about the time I first started to get chiropractic care. And this was a hatchet job done on the chiropractic community by ABC. They found a woman who'd had a stroke after she had a neck adjustment. And apparently that was a danger or could have been a danger by somebody who wasn't well enough trained. We all know, those of us who have had chiropractic over the years, I've had all kinds of it. The Nurka Chiropractic from Jack Stockwell, who's one of the people that we talk to on DJV Health. The regular chiropractic where there are occasions when your neck was adjusted and there was a lot of clicking going on and there were things that happened in a couple of circumstances, but certainly not a wholesale. It wasn't. It was at the time when the chiropractic community was getting accreditation so that they would be able to get supported by insurance, for example. The AMA was dead set against them doing that, and so they're the ones that...
Is it still hard to get chiro
ABC?
Covered?
No. You can get chiropractic covered.
Not on our plan.
Some plans, yeah. And a lot of times it's a limited amount of what you can get.
I have on Medicare, I have 50 treatments a year. They get paid for. It's
fancy.
But anyway, the point is that there are all kinds of circumstances like that where you get a bias that comes through. So when we question that, you know, we have lots of questions every day that we can ask about whether this is legit or that's legit. And in the case of, I could start thinking about, well, is this really true? Because I was thinking about the Minister of Foreign Affairs who was on Meet the Jerks on NBC on Sunday, and he was talking about the Ukrainian army and how strong they are and how we are willing to fight and we know how to fight and we need to get the folks at NATO to supply us the weapons. We can defend ourselves. We just need the weapons. And I was thinking about that. Okay, well, they seem to be proving that they can. Because look at what's happening to the Russians who are coming into the... They're being beaten, and beaten badly in sort of hand-to-hand combat. So there's no exaggeration there, or we hope there isn't an exaggeration there. And with that, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking that the Finnish... Isn't it the two Scandinavian countries, Finland...
Finland and Norway?
Norway, I believe. Yeah. Right. They want in to NATO. And NATO is kind of dragging their feet.
Everybody's scared. NATO's afraid. NATO should, of Putin.
Oh, my God.
And I'm going to use air quotes here. Escalation. You know, everybody's afraid to hand over this stuff that Ukraine needs. I mean, at this point, why? I don't understand. You know, Putin's already going to use chemical weapons if he wants to. He's going to.
If he didn't already in Mariupol.
If he
right?
didn't
That's
already.
The, yeah.
Yeah, he's up against the wall. He's not going to want to lose this conflict. So why not help Ukraine win decisively? I don't know why we as a country back away from that. I don't know why NATO is backing away from that. Nope. You had Slovakia finally say, you know, we're handing over our equipment directly. I don't know why Poland is afraid of that. Just it's not about accelerating it. I mean, my goodness, Putin's driving. We've got to make him a little bit afraid now. He's driving whatever he wants to do, and everybody's just going, okay, and watching it, and then trying to play catch-up.
Certainly is food for thought, that's for sure. With the easing of pandemic restrictions and mandates, experts are forecasting a travel boom this year. Andy Solomon has some tips on how to start planning the trip that you want to take either this spring or this summer.
For the many families eager for a spring break getaway, Legoland New York Resort will open its doors for the 2022 season on April 8th. Julia Strada, Merlin Entertainment's head of public relations North America.
For our first full operating season, our team has been hard at work on new offerings for our biggest fans. We aim to build unforgettable memories that will keep families coming back to our resort again and again.
Located in the beautiful Hudson Valley, just 60 miles from New York City, the time to book your spring visit is now. Matt Besterman, Legoland New York Resort Public Relations Manager.
In addition to the most beloved signature attractions, including the world premiere Lego Factory Adventure Ride, the Dragon Coaster, and Lego Ninjago the Ride, guests will be treated to an entire slate of new attractions, new events, new shows, new characters, and new models in 2022.
For more information, visit legoland.com/new-york.
Insight Daily Radio, conversations with today's most interesting artists and creators. Author, humorist, and radio personality Garrison Keillor has been a fixture in popular culture since the 1970s, with more than 30 best-selling books and his Prairie Home Companion radio program. And he has a new book entitled Boomtown, a Lake Wobegon novel. We caught up with Garrison to chat about his new book and the creative journey that continues to bring Lake Wobegon to life.
The town has changed from the one that I knew and talked about on the radio. Millennials have come to Lake Wobegon in search of cheap rent. COVID means that people no longer need the big city. They can work anywhere online, and they come to town and they get into all these odd businesses, and they make artisanal firewood, artisanal ice cubes, composting worms, gourmet meatloaf, etc., etc. There's a yoga studio in Lake Wobegon. There never used to be one. There are dog walkers. You can hire somebody to walk your dog. We never had this back in the day.
That's author and humorist Garrison Keillor, whose new book, Boomtown, a Lake Wobegon novel, has just been released and is now available wherever books are sold.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
All right, the country is buzzing with what happened yesterday on the MTA and the subway with the shootout. All these people who were shot. This guy just goes onto the subway and starts shooting things up. Apparently,
yeah,
his
this
gun
is in
malfunctioned.
Brooklyn. Yeah,
yeah.
He was sitting there, and he was waiting until the train closed the doors. You know, there's a lot of reports that it happened on the platform, but it happened on the train, and he released, like, the smoke canister and then opened fire. He had an axe and fireworks with him and more high-capacity.
A gas mask. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But thankfully, on the way out, he dropped his credit card, and they were able to find that, and they found that there was a corresponding U-Haul rental out of Philadelphia the day before, so that they know his name is Frank James. There's now a $50,000 reward for any information. They have pictures of him up. He's had a lot of online crazy rants against the Mayor Adams and homeless people, and just he's obviously deranged.
Mentally disturbed. What's he doing with
good
the guy?
Good thing is no one died, and that's
it's a miracle.
But he's a mental case. What's he doing with a gun? Did he get it before he went mental? Did he steal them? What did he do? How did he get
criminals
the guns?
Criminals always get the way, get yeah. the guns, right?
It's 10 before the hour.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Time for us at 53 past the hour to check what's going on in the world of technology. Public service every day. Victoria does the research, and so we get into the first story, which is a defense of a closed app store by the chief operating officer at Apple, Mr. Cook. So what's happening here?
Yep. Tim Cook has made an impassioned plea on Tuesday against what is coming for Apple from the U.S. and European regulations that fundamentally changes the way the App Store works. Apple has been feeling the heat as it might be forced to change some of their longstanding policies. Now, they argue that these policies are actually the safest for user privacy and security. In Europe, though, lawmakers are soon going to pass the Digital Markets Act. That's going to force Apple to allow users to download apps onto your iPhone and whatever other Apple product you have, you know, iPad or desktop. You'll be able to download these apps without going through the Apple App Store. And so they call it sideloading. And the problem that Tim Cook has with that is that because anyone can sideload any type of app onto your device, you're not. None of these apps or the developers have not been vetted. And so he basically said policymakers are taking steps in the name of competition that's going to force Apple to let these apps, you know, bypass the process. But at the same time, he said that means that data-hungry companies are going to be able to avoid Apple's privacy rules, and they will once again be able to track users against their will. Now, any iPhone user knows every time you go onto a certain website, or any type of website, or if you're, you know, looking at a different app, it pops right up on your iPhone that says, ask the app or this site not to track you. And as an Apple iPhone user, you have the option to say, yeah, I don't want to be tracked. I don't want you knowing every single thing that I'm doing. And that's part of one of the reasons why I'm a big fan of Apple, because they do protect the user data. If this happens in the name of competition, where any other app developer can sideload it onto your device, I think Tim Cook is absolutely right. People are going to start to find out that all of their data is being mined, and it's against their will, and they don't they won't even know it. So I would say if this does pass, and this is what I will be, the advice I will be giving to my friends and family, whatever you do, even though it may be tempting to sideload some other apps, stick with the App Store and stick with what Apple has already vetted if you value your privacy. If you want to be out in the wild, wild west, then have fun.
An apology coming up from LinkedIn after this.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so what's going on at LinkedIn?
Well, LinkedIn made some unsavory headlines this week. They reversed course and reinstated an Air Force veteran's post about student loan debt, and they apologized for labeling her post as hate speech. So this woman's name is Gretchen Smith, and she is the founder of a nonprofit organization called Code of Vets. And so she shared a post that encouraged people to dig their way out of student loan debt, which is what she did. Her post was, she said, quote, "I am not responsible for your student debt. I grew up in poverty in North Carolina. I ate from a garden. My name was on a community angel tree at Christmas, blah, 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 blah." And essentially she said, "I joined the Air Force, and then I went to college, and I made it happen." Right? Great, inspiring post. And so LinkedIn, for whatever reason, flagged her post as hate speech, took it down. She went on a media blitz. She was all over Fox News talking about how, you know, media companies have too much power. She's not wrong. And so LinkedIn said, "We're really sorry," and they reinstated the post.
Yeah.
And they said that they realized it doesn't go against their policy on hate speech. And no one can figure out what part of what she said. But
never.
What part of what she said was hate speech?
No,
it wasn't.
They made a mistake.
Right.
But I've always found LinkedIn to be almost an elitist type of connection. And people who come from roots like that don't seem to be welcomed. I'm not surprised at all that it happened. That's a pretty interesting comment on them. 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.